It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People who work in adult protective services may be able to continue in the field in spite of substantiated claims that they hurt someone in their care. CPR's Megan Verlee reports that the finding of a new state audit.
The audit looked at what happens when someone who's found guilty of mistreating an at-risk adult appeals that finding. In 98% of those cases, they reached a settlement that kept their name out of the background check system, potentially allowing them to work in the adult care field. The audit also found counties were screening out a large number of mistreatment and neglect reports they should have investigated. Last fiscal year, counties received 25,000 reports of at-risk adults being mistreated or unable to care for themselves independently. They investigated about a third of them and confirmed 1,300 instances of abuse. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
In the race to treat COVID-19, Colorado State University secured more than $3 million from the federal government. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports that money will go to developing a vaccine.
Vaccines contain deactivated viruses that prompt the body's immune system to respond, but don't make the person receiving the vaccine sick. CSU researchers are working on a vaccine called Solavax. To deactivate the SARS-CoV-2 virus, those researchers are using a method common in blood transfusions that involves UV light and vitamin B2. The university could receive up to $15.5 million over 5 years from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases to study Solavax. The funding will help pay for preclinical research and human clinical trials to test how safe and effective the vaccine is. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
CU Boulder has moved all classes online for at least 2 weeks. The university and surrounding Boulder County have seen a rapid increase in COVID-19 infections. County health officials say most of the cases in Boulder are being traced back to students living locally. Denver Broncos head coach Vic Fangio has been fined $100,000 for not keeping his face covered during last Sunday's game. The NFL Network reports Fangio is one of three head coaches to be fined so far this week. Fangio did wear a mask, but he often pulled it down to call plays. The Broncos lost to Pittsburgh 26-21. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.